God is a good God.
神一个很好的神。
Do you have a response where we say God is good? Okay.
当我说神是好的时候，你通常有没有反应呢
？God is good.
神是好的。
All the time.
常常都是。
Very good.
很好。
Lovely to be back here with you again today.
很高兴今天再次来到你们当中。
I bring greetings from our congregation in Porirua.
我们在Porirua 的会众带来很好的东西。
We have somewhere around about 43 cultures in our congregation.
我们在当中有大概40多个不同的文化。
Including a couple of Chinese.
当中包括好几个中国人。
So it's no strange thing for me to be in a situation where we are together with very different ways of thinking.
对我来说，在我们当中有不同的不同的思想、不同的想法的时候，是很通常的事。
But we have one thing that's important. We are to all think like Christ.
对我们来讲，有一样东西很重要，就是我们都是想跟神一样的想法。
Do you agree?
你同意吗
？Amen.
Amen.
So I want to talk about attitude affects latitude, and I will explain in a moment what that means.
今天我想分享一下，就是态度影响你的自由。待会我们会讲一下那当中是什么意思。
Some of my I forgot to put my PowerPoint up.
让我把那个投影片放出来。
Awesome, now we can go.
现在可以开始了。Yep.
My colours are very bright because of my gypsy culture.
因为我的背景，所以呢，那个颜色都很鲜艳。
There's a lady down the front wearing my colours.
前面那个女孩子是跟我的衣服的颜色一样。
We have a journey as Christians.Which we don't always think about enough.
当我们在信仰路上，我们常常都没有想得很放很多时间去想得很足够。
So what I want to do this morning is to help get to the deeper side of our thinking.
今天我们想要想一下比较深层的思想，这个意思是什么
？Not intellectual thinking, because that's a trap of Western society.
不是我们在头脑上的思想，因为这是进入了这个西方的思想方法。
Thinking as the scripture calls us to think like God.
经文当中是想叫我们去好像神一样的想法。
So in looking at that, excuse me.I have done a little bit of Google searching. The translation is not perfect in the Cantonese. Mandarin, sorry. Okay? It's not perfect.
我在网上面是做了一些翻译，是上面的翻译可能不是很完整的翻译。
Patrick told me it may help a little bit.
但是我想是可能有一点帮助。
So, in terms of our attitude, it reveals who we are.Inside.
态度是表现了我们内在的想法，表现我们内在是什么的人。
Whether good or bad.
无论是好还是坏。
Whether to do with people, to do with work, or to do with self, or to do with the way we live.
无论是对其他人、对我们的生活的态度。
So that's what the attitude is about.
这个是我们态度是什么意思
？Now I want to look at latitude, and that talks about a profound freedom to behave, act, or think because of God in your life.
讲到自由是讲到是我们有那个生活之中有上帝给我们的自由或者是我们行动思想。
See, God wants us not to be restricted by what people in the past have thought.
神不想要我们是限制在我们过去的想法。
Or what maybe even some Christian people in the past have thought.
甚至不是其他基督徒的想法。
Because if they could come here and sit with us in this room right now,
他们可能在我们当中，在我们坐在一起。
And we started discussing what they thought about Christian belief.
我们开始谈到他们想所想的那个基督徒是怎样生活的。
We would, without realizing it, find ourselves in disagreement.
可能我们在当中的想法，我们有一些不同见意见。
Sometimes you might realize because when I became a Baptist, I found several different types of Baptists in our Baptist churches.
当我成为一个浸信会的会徒的时候，我们发现我们的浸信会的教会当中有不同的浸信会的想法。
And that really came about partly because in our Western world in particular, we are individualistic. We think we have a right on our own.
这个是尤其是在西方思想当中，我们每一个人都觉得我们自己有自己的想法。
In the New Testament, no idea was allowed to be proclaimed unless it was approved by the leaders in the Christian church.
在新约的想法当中是说，每一个思想要通过那个教会的领袖通过之后，同意之后才可以发表的。
And you find this in Acts chapter 15, for example.
比如说是在使徒行传在十五章当中提到
，Where the early Christians thought you had to be circumcised.
比如说初期的教会说人要受割礼。
But in actual fact, the apostles felt God was saying that was not necessary for those who were not Jews.
但是其他的一些使徒是觉得，如果你不是犹太人的话，就这个不割礼是不需要的。
So the source they came back to was God's idea in Scripture.
他们的这个想法的源头就是神的圣经里面。
And also what God was saying in the present.
同样也是神对他们现在的讲法是怎样。
The thing that stops us from going forward in our faith is because of attitudes.
态度有时候是影响到我们在信仰当中去往前进的一个障碍。
You see, attitudes are the real disability for us as Christians in our walk.
在我们信仰的道路上面，那个态度可能是成为我们的旅途当中的障碍。
Attitudes are the things that will stop us being like Christ.
那个态度可能是成为我们阻止我们成为更像主一样。
We often blame our family or our past or our circumstances.
有时候我们是投诉是因为我们的家庭、我们的情况受到这些方面的影响。
But it is just our attitudes.
但是其实是我们自己的态度。
See, we get attitudes like this one, the can't do attitude.
比如说我们当中可能有一些不可以什么事情都不能做的那个态度。
This is a thing that has paralyzed the Western church more than anything else.
这个情况是最影响到现在西方的教会，让我们什么东西都不能做的主要原因。
If I asked you, for example, to come and to pray for somebody who had a very serious injury,
比如说我们请你去帮助一个受到很严重受伤的人去祷告的时候
，and I came and asked you or you，
比如说有人问你或者问你
，would you say I'm willing to do it now， or would you think in your heart I can't do it？
你会想说我愿意现在就做，还是你说我不愿意去做呢
？One of the problems in the Christian church has been the fact that the church was meant to be the body of Christ using the gifts, like I said last time.
比如说， 现在教会是说我们是用神给我们的能力去做神教会要我们做的事情。
And but in actual fact, a lot of churches have in the past been dependent on the pastor or one or two leaders.
事实上那个教会常常是依靠当中的他的牧师或者其中一两位的领袖。
This has never been God's intention.
这个完全不是神的意义。
You know, one of the interesting things is the early church, there was no such thing as a pastor.
有趣的是在早期教会当中是没有所谓的教会的牧师。
He was the sole leader of the church.
当时是没有单一的领袖。
I don't, because Jesus said, not to do it. I don't allow people to call me in my congregation. I forgive those who don't know. All right.
因为神没有说我在我们会友当中我是原谅那些不晓得的人。
I don't allow them to call me Pastor Gary.
我不让他们叫我是Pastor Gary。
Because in the scripture it says, call no man, and most translations in English translate rabbi.
所以说在经文当中是说不要叫其他人做拉比。
The same passage says, call no man teacher, call no man father.
同样的经文也是说不要叫其他人去老师或者是父亲。
They translate that into English.
这些在翻译成英文之后
，But when it comes to rabbi, they leave it in the old language.
但是在拉比这个字上面，他仍留住这个字。
A literal meaning of that, and I worked with the Jewish community here in Wellington for a number of years, is actually pastor/teacher.
拉比这个字让我跟其他的犹太人在布林顿。工作好几年就了解这个就是老师的意思老师或者是牧师的意思。
You see, we're meant to be all called to do the ministry, the work of Christ.
我们每个人都要去做神的工作。
People with a can't do attitude.
有那些不能做的态度的人。
They will always present as trying to give objective criticism, but in reality, there is always an unresolved issue sitting in their lives.
这些人常常是想要去给一个客观的批评，实际上它里面有一些还没有解决的问题。
They never live in God's power themselves.
他们没有生活在神的能力底下。
They just point out to other people why no one else can.
他只是指出为什么其他人都不能够这样的生活。
Or should or will live in God's power.
就是生活在神的能力底下。
Now, whether we understand this or not, this is self-centeredness.
无论我们了解或者不了解，这些就是那个自我中心的表现。
And we're called in Scripture to abandon self-centeredness.
经文告诉我们要放弃我们自我中心的想法。
When I was overseas, numerous times I've been in a number of countries preaching.
在我在国外是到过很多不同的国家去讲道。
You see this image quite often.
你看到这样的情况很多常发生。
I found a very good photo of one man with 8 cameras.
我曾经看过一个照片，就是有个人有八个不同的照相机。
All on sticks.
每个都是在一个那个 selfie stick 上面。
We buttons.
有一些按钮。
Take 8 photos at once.
一次拍八个照片。
I think that is the ultimate expression of self-centeredness.
这个是自我中心的最重要表现。
And we don't even realize it.
有时候我们自己也不了解。
In today's world, self-centeredness is said, that's great.
在现在社会里面，自我中心是很好的。
You take lots of photos of yourself, you must be very good.
你拍很多自我的照片，一定很好。
But scripture says,
但是经文告诉我们说这样不好。
That's a good translation.
Yeah, very good. Of course.
You see, we need to abandon self-centeredness.
所以我们要放弃自我中心。
And live a God-centered life.
要过一个以神为中心的生活。
A research group did some research on the self-centeredness.
有一些研究去研究这些自我中心的人。
They were only doing this for I think about 5 months.
他研究大概经过了5个月。
And during that time,
那段时候
，50 people
有50个人
took selfies with sharks.
跟那个鲨鱼去拍那些 selfie.
And all 50 of them were either attacked or killed by the shark.
那五十个人不是给鲨鱼吃掉，就是被它攻击。
I wonder how many more took photos and didn't realize the danger.
不懂有多少个人是拍同样的照片，但是不晓得当中的危险。
See, the shark might be representative of Satan.
那个鲨鱼可能是那个魔鬼的代表。
So when we look at this, we need to look at the fact that negative attitudes are the things that control us.
我们要了解一下那个负面的态度是能够控制我们的。
The world only measures us by what we have or do not have.
那个现在世界是用我们有多少或者没有多少东西来去衡量我们的。
And when we don't have,
当我们没有的时候。
We can develop a victim attitude.
我们可能产生一种所谓的受害人的态度。
A victim attitude is about blame or jealousy and will rob us of God's potential.
那个受害人态度可能就我们去责备或者嫉妒其他人，这样会慢慢的夺去上帝给我们的能力。
Some people even get victim attitudes because their friend.Owns a better house or a better car than them.
甚至有一些人是因为别人去拥有更好的房子或者车子，就产生这种受害人的态度。
We need to be people who are going to allow God to make us.
我们要让神去完成我们。
So that leads us to a question.
这样就让我们想到一个问题。
Who would you like to be in Christ?
你在基督你想要成为在基督里成为谁呢
？And when you discover that，
当你发现这个人的时候
，Then we need to start living it。
我们要开始去生活，就像他一样。
My next verse is the golden verse that I gave to Jenny。
接下来是一个我给 Jenny 的一个金句。
It'll be on the screen, so you'll be able to see.
会在投影片下面，你们都可以看到。
It's in the translation as well.
也有它的翻译。
But what it actually says?
它里面是讲到。
It said this in Ephesians 4:22.
在以弗所书4:22。
You were taught with regard to your former way of life.
You finished first.
To put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds.
你要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人就是因私欲的迷惑，渐渐变坏。你要改，让你改变心意，改变一生。
Now remember, this is being written to a very keen group of Christians.
这些经文是写给一般有很有心的基督徒的。
Who knew what salvation was?
他们知道什么是救恩。
And they were on a journey.
他们是在那个旅程上面。
But they lived in the city of the goddess.
但是他在一个异端的那个城市里面生活。
Who they'd been worshipping.
他们以前也是在拜这些偶像。
Diana.
就是Diana 这个偶像。
And this one claimed powers that were over Christian faith.
他们是说觉得这个戴安娜是有比基督更有强大的能力。
So the Ephesians were struggling with some of their old beliefs and their new beliefs.
所以以弗所的人是在那个旧的思想跟新的思想当中有很多的冲击。
If you read Ephesians and 1 and 2 Timothy in the same little group at once,
如果你把以弗所书跟提摩太前后书一起看的时候，
you will notice that if you're smart enough when you read that in the Timothy letters, Paul is challenging the ideas of the Ephesian people who follow Diana, the theology of Diana.
如果你留意看的话，你可以发现，在保罗写给提摩太书信里面，他提到提出那些以弗所人对戴安娜的宗教的想法。
You see, they thought they had the authentic faith. A word "authentian" comes from that.
他觉得他们有那个最好的思想。
And Paul said that we had the authentic Christ.
但是保罗说他们才是有真正的信仰，真正的基督。
So he's saying the old ways that you believe, the old ways of Diana.
所以他说你以前所相信的 Diana.
They need to go.
这个要过去。
Because it corrupts you and it gets into your heart and creates deep deceitful desires.
因为这个是会毁坏你，也是产生一些很不好的思想。
To have our mind renewed.
要我们的思想要改变。
Sometimes as a pastor, I wonder why God did not give me the ability to take your mind out of your head and give you a new one.
作为一个牧师，我想为什么神没有给我们那个能力，让我们把你的思想从你的脑袋里面拿走，然后把新的思想放进去。
You know, like the computer, when it gets its mind wrong, we reset it with a switch.
就好像电脑，如果它有问题的时候，后面有个按钮可以把它重新开动。
But that would be nice, but God wants us to make the decision to renew our mind.
但是这个是很好的，但是神要我们自己去做这个决定，让我们去自己改变我们的思想。
He wants us to be people who are going to move into a positive position.
他想要我们自己去走上一个正面的态度。
You see, because he says these words, those who live according to the sinful nature have their minds set on what that nature desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires.
在罗马书八章五节说，因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人人体贴圣灵的事。
Many years ago, we had an outreach at the top of the South Island, a place called Karamea.
好几年前我在那个南岛 Karamea 的地方去做一个施工。
For people that were coming off the Hefe tramping track.
对那些刚刚从爬山出来的人。
And one night we were told by the rangers there were only 4 people on the track.
有一天当地人说只有四个人在那个路上面走。
We had 23 people in our team.
我们当时那个团队有30多个人。
So we went and bought enough food for 23 plus 4.
我们有足够的食物去给
sausages this night.
有很多香肠。
Curried sausages.
那个 curry 咖喱的 sausage
Indian sausage
印度的香肠
my wife and some other ladies were putting the flour in and it wouldn't thicken
我们想去放一些面粉在那个里面，但是它没有去浓稠起来，那个汁做不成。
They kept putting more and more and more, still wouldn't thicken.
再多放一点，但是它还是不能够不够浓。
They started wondering if there's something wrong with the flour.
开始去怀疑那个面粉是有问题。
We said, let's pray over it. We just have to trust God. Keep a positive attitude.
我们是说我们要祷告，是相信神。维持一个正面的态度。
It went thick at that point.
在当时就开始浓稠起来了。
Then to our surprise.
但是到时候我们就发现，很惊讶的发现。
Not four people came off the track.
不是只有四个人出现。
53 people came off the track.
结果有53个人从那条路走出来。
They had nowhere to stay, and we had this old maternity hospital. For with beds for them.
但是他们没有地方去住，但是我们在一个医院，一个很旧的医院当中，我们有地方，有床给他们睡。
So we decided we would fast tonight because not enough sausages for everyone.
因为人太多，所以不够食物，我们就决定当天我们会禁食。
Our ladies, the sausages to all our guests, one each.
我们就把那些香肠每个人给一条。
And they said there's still more sausages in the pot.
他们说已经没有再多了。
To cut a long story short, we all had sausages, and we had extra sausages for breakfast in the morning.
结果就是有结果我们发现有很多香肠留下，更多的留到明天的早上做早餐。
See, we did not know what God was going to do. All we had to do was to have a positive attitude and trust Him.
我们不知道神会做什么工作，但是我们要保持对他一个很正面的想法，是说他会完成他要做的事情。
See, great attitude gets great results.
好的态度产生好的结果。
If we look at it, there was some research done a few years ago by Stanford Research Institute.
好几年前在那个史丹福研究院做了一个研究。
And they discovered 87.5% of people's success can be traced to their positive attitudes.
他们的发现就是说有 87.5% 百分点的人，他们的成功是因为他们有一个积极的态度。
And only 12.5% of their success comes from their ability, their knowledge, or their skills.
只有12.5%的百分点的人是因为他们的能力、他们的知识和技能。
See, our attitude should be that of seeing the potential God sees in us.
我们的态度应该是我们能够看到神看到我们在我们身上的潜能是什么。
This cat is an old mangy cat.
这个猫是一个很老的猫。
But when he looks in the mirror that Christ puts before us,
但是他看到那个耶稣给他看的镜子的时候，
he becomes a roaring lion.
他变成一个很勇猛凶猛的狮子。
And that's what God wants from each one of us.
他这个也是神要我们每个人看到的我们自己的形象。
We won't see ourselves just as we are, but we'll see ourselves the way He wants us to be.
我们不会看到自己是什么样子，但是我们会看到神想要我们是怎样的。
So when we see it, the potential He sees in us is important.
所以让我们看到神要我们给我们的能力是什么，是很重要的。
So we need to focus on God's promises and calling.
所以我们要专注神给我们的承诺跟呼召。
So you have the power to be someone.
我们有能力成为一个人。
It's no matter What has happened to you in the past, in Christ you have the power to change.
无论你过去是怎样，在神里面我们都有能力去改变。
We need to keep focusing, as I said before, on God's calling.
我们好像刚才讲的一样，我们要不断的专注在神的承诺上面，神的呼召上面。
So the scripture says in Philippians 4 verse 8 and 9.
在腓立比书第四章的第八、第九节。
Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things, and the God of peace will be with you.
弟兄啊，我还有没尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美的、美名的，若有什么德性，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行。赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
Who wants God's peace?
谁想要神的平安呢
？I do.
我想要。
Amen. That's good. Good response.
很好的反应。
So, I want to finish with the last couple of thoughts.
我想要在结束之前还有好几个想法。
An attitude.Of confidence.
那个自信的态度。
The scripture says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1.
在希伯来书第十一章第一节。
Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance of what we do not see.
信就是所望的事的实底，是未见的事的确据。
Now that's true.
这是正确的。
Then I don't have to be worried about what I can see.
这样的话，我们就不要去，我们就要去担心从我们所看到的。
I can simply have confidence and assurance of what I cannot see that God promised.
我们就可以有信心去看到神，我们还没有看见，但是神保证我们所的事情。
So if we're going to do that.One of the key things to do is to develop an attitude of expectancy.
如果这是事情正确的话，我们就建立一个有期望的态度。
The early Christians lived in hope.
早期的教会就是生活在希望当中。
Healthy people in the churches live in hope.
健康的人会还有健康的教会也是充满着希望的。
You know, it's mentioned in the New Testament 75 times. Hope is mentioned 75 times. That is a lot more than every other topic in Scripture in the New Testament.
在新约圣经里面，希望这是提出了75次，是比其他提到更多。
So as we walk out this door this afternoon,
当你下午走出这个门口的时候。
We can carry that hope, can we not?
我们可不可以带着希望离开呢？可不可以
？We can cause others to want to have that hope.
我们也是会叫其他人拥有这个希望，是不是
？And when we live in that kind of hope,
当我们生活在这种的希望当中的时候
，What happens? People will be attracted to Christ because of us.
其他人就会因为我们去吸引到神当中。
And they want to come to church.
当我们来到教会的时候
，They want to become followers of Jesus.
他们想要成为神耶稣的门徒。
And I want to finish with this one thought.
我想再结束用这个想法去结束这个。
Are you willing to face the change that would mean?
你想不想去面对这个改变
，because that means you would need to rethink.
因为这样的话，你要去重新的思想
，even how you would do church.
甚至你怎样去来教会崇拜，也要重新思想。
But I'd rather live in the hope than live in what I have from the past.
但是我想要去过有个希望的生活，多于我想要去过我以前过的生活。
So grab the attitude, Jesus.
去把握耶稣的态度。
Grab that attitude of hope.
把握这个希望的态度。
And you'll find a positive and empowering experience in life.
你会发现这个正面或还有充满能力的生活。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
一起祷告。